now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, this week on the show, another lounge music specials. We focus on the life of Bob Newhart, his life, his career, and his incredible comedy. Our World of Swank gig guide is back, and it's chock-a-block with cool things to attend. Plus, we take a look at the headlines from Lounge Life magazine. Kicking off now with Worldwide Harmonicas and Bachelor Pad on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
Thank you.
It's the Cocktail Nation with Dave Pike and Jet Set. My website, cocktailnation.net, to get in touch with me and to find out what's going on across the globe.
A Cocktail Nation Lounge Special.
This week, taking a look at the life of Bob Newhart. He was an accountant at the age of 30. He decided he wanted to become a comedian. He created monologues as a diversion from his everyday life, and he became famous with his best-selling recording of his first nightclub engagement, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart. It was released in 1960, and after that, Bob starred in television sitcoms The Bob Newhart Show, Newhart, and Bob. Now, it was while working at the ad agency that Newhart and his co-worker Ed Gallagher would make these extended random phone calls to each other throughout the workday. They eventually decided to record the phone calls and use them as audition tapes for comedy work. Sadly, though, the duo didn't work out as Gallagher began concentrating more on his job at the agency as he began to progress up the ladder. Newhart continued to do the phone calls on his own, a bit that would eventually become the staple of his stand-up act. In 1959, a disc jockey in Chicago heard his material and introduced Newhart to the head of talent at Warner Brothers Records, and they signed the 30-year-old accountant to a contract based on his recordings. These one-sided conversations had audiences in stitches. Here's one, having a bit of fun with the concept of King Kong on a building.
You don't care what I do, just get the ape off the building. This may complicate things a little. He's carrying a woman in his hand, sir.
The great thing about the telephone conversation is the audience is supplying half of it. So then at the end they applaud, and they're really applauding themselves.
The funny thing about the Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart as an album was the fact that Bob had not actually performed live. But this had to change. And his manager, Frank Hogan, spent 5 months looking for a venue that would host an unknown comedian. Finally, Hogan managed to book Newhart at the Tidelands Club in Houston's Tideland Motor Inn, a popular destination for the city's movers and shakers through the 1950s and 1960s. And Newhart spent 2 weeks workshopping his material because he only had enough for half an album at that point. But eventually they got it together and the album was due to be released that April. Sadly though, Bob couldn't find the album anywhere in Chicago. He said that he wasn't expecting much, but it would have been nice to have seen the album out, and it would have been nice to have a nightclub career. He decided to investigate, so he made a phone call to Warner Brothers. The news shocked him. They told me that it was already out, and that they were shipping every available copy to Minneapolis because it was flying off the shelves there, thanks to some regional radio play. By July, it had moved from a regional to a national movement and topped the Billboard charts, beating people like Elvis Presley and even the Sound of Music soundtrack. The Warner Brothers Records president, James Conkling, said we couldn't press those records fast enough. But the funny thing was, they didn't know how to classify the album at the time. Comedy albums were more musically orientated, novelty albums, not stand-up recordings in the modern sense. The format was so new that it was called spoken word. Bob was asked on the Today Show whether or not he would have made it these days and how it would have been different.
The timing is much different today than when I started out. For instance, in the Bob Newhart Show, Susie and I had a wonderful scene where she gets an IQ test and I get an IQ test.
129, that's good.
Oh, that's very good, Bob. That's almost gifted.
What's yours?
Oh, it's not important.
Well, honey, don't be embarrassed. I had 4 more years of college than you had on your
Bob, it's 151.
It took a minute and a half to set that line up, and it was worth it. I don't think you can take a minute and a half today.
Now, one of the great relationships of the comedy world is that of Bob Newhart and Don Rickles. They were great friends, but boy, did they love to rib each other.
We had a great time. Our wives got along. We traveled together. I hope everybody has as close a friend as we had.
Don is my best friend, which just gives you some idea of the difficulty I have in making friends. Some of you may have already known, Don's hotel room was recently robbed. The only thing that was taken was the music to Don's act. So far, the Chicago police have picked up 33,000 people who might have had a possible motive.
Cocktail Nation.
Bob Newhart made the claim that he was my closest friend. I have never met Bob Newhart. I'll put it to you another way. Bob Newhart goes to many gay parties. That's why you hear him going, you want to dance?
Our lounge special with Bob Newhart this week on the Cocktail Nation.
I got thinking about inventions. Now, inventions today are handled entirely different than they were, say, 100 years ago. They set up new product corporations, they have sales promotion firm, and they look at the invention in a business-like way. And this got me to thinking, supposing the Wright brothers had gone to a new product corporation to market their new invention called the aeroplane. I think if they had, a guy from the sales promotion firm would have talked to him on the phone something like this. Hello, who is this, Orville? Where's Willard? Wilbur, I'm sorry. And he'll be on late at the bicycle shop all week, huh? I talked to the guys here at the office, and we're real excited about this thing. We really think you got something. Well, we got a couple questions. I think you pretty much agree with us that the only way to make any loot on it is to start booking passengers as soon as possible. Right. Yeah, well, we may pick up a little on the baggage gimmick, you know, if we set it low enough, but not enough to make it worthwhile. Well, I got a couple questions. Now, all the pictures we got show either you or Wilbur lying on the wings. Now, when we start booking passengers, they will, huh? Well, if we're going to cloud them for 75, 80 bucks to the coast, you know, I don't know how they'll go for lying on the wings like that. How many could you handle, do you suppose? Five on either side, that's top, huh? Yeah, well, I mean, that's your end of it. I don't want to get into that. Listen, is there any way of putting a John on it? Well, Jerry came up with an idea, which I kind of like. Maybe we could set up a little snob appeal thing and get, you know, maybe two classes, one with a John, one without. You see what I mean? Yeah, right away, we got two problems. Obviously, how would they get back to it is the first one. And secondly, you're going to be flying over cities, you know what I mean? Well, let's put it this way, bad press. You see what I mean? Listen, how are things coming on the plane? At Kitty Hawk last week, how'd it go? 105 feet, huh? That's all. Do the 12 guys still have to push it down the hill? They do, huh? Well, see, that's going to cut our time to the coast. I mean, if we got to land every 105 feet. All right, well, listen, you work on it and get back to me. All right, I'll be talking to you, Orville. Goodbye.
Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation. Cocktail Nation.
But since discovering you, I can't get enough of these smooth tunes that you're playing.
Cocktail Nation.
Moving forward, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always a mission place. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen a difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I stop the world and bed with you. Three. Our life's a kind which never hates, wrapped in a state of imaginary grace. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race, never comprehending a race that long gone by. I said I stop the world and melt with you. And it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. The future's open wide. The future's open wide.
and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Nation with Ricky Derrick and I Melt With You. Also played Charlie Steinman Orchestra and Tricky Dicky.
On de Cocktail Nation, it is Dirk Cooper.
From Albion Long Beach. Dear Coop, I know you're a jet setter and I'm wondering, do you have your own private plane? Well, Albie, no. No, I very often do fly first class, of course, but no, I'm, you know, I didn't get to the position I'm in by wasting money on things like boats and planes, I could tell you that. You know what, I kind of enjoy the airport experience. I know a lot of people don't. But, you know, one way, I suppose, that makes it a little bit more enjoyable is A, flying business class or first class, and being part of one of those VIP member lounges, which, you know, if you fly a lot, is not that expensive and you can often write it off on tax. So that's probably one way to enjoy it a little bit more. Thanks for your email, thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can get in touch via the website cocktailnation.net. Lots of links there to find out what's going on and how to get in touch with me, Cocktail Nation.
Thank you. Take the elevator up to Cooper's penthouse. www.cocktailnation.net.
Easier to get into the penthouse, but hey, I got some nice records up there.
Hello,
the Cocktail Nation.
From an average guy. If you're seeing a dame who won't give you her name and she can't look you straight in the eye, she could be a spy. She's a suspect if there ever was one. It seems that she's living a lie. She gives you a wink as she pours you a drink, and she smiles as she straightens your tie. She could be a spy. Maybe she's packing some heat in her pocket, or slipping some stuff in your wine. She's staring right at the electrical socket, waiting for some kind of sign. We'll be right back. she's packing some heat in her pocket, but slipping some stuff in your wine. She's staring right at the electrical socket, waiting for some kind of sign.
Nation and Swing Ahead, She Could Be a Spy, Look Out. We also played Beat Generation, Beatnik Lounge. Check out Lounge Life magazine. It is your free flipboard magazine. You can enjoy it anytime. Reads like a magazine. That's the really cool thing. You can just flip the pages through. And the cool thing about this is that it is updated regularly by myself. As I come across a story, I upload it for you into the Lounge Life magazine. A couple of cool stories. Bob Hope House in Palm Springs, long an architectural footnote, has approached masterpiece status, and many refer to it as a John Lautner house in reference to the celebrated Los Angeles architect who designed it. But locally, it's known to many as the Bob Hope House. It's a circular 24,000 square foot residence built 40 plus years ago for the entertainer and his family, and it is just glorious. Another story you might like to check out. This one is entitled, Actresses Can Relax at Auditions Now. They don't have to worry about getting attacked. Movie legend Sir Michael Caine, on knowing all about Hollywood's dodgy men and why he's never done a nude scene and how he almost gave up acting for good 20 years ago. Check out those stories and a lot more on Lounge Life magazine. It's free to download. Links via the website cocktailnation.net. Here's Sarah Vaughan.
Papa, father, he said, I saw you when you kissed my daughter.
Cocktail Nation. Aloha.
The Cocktail Nation is the biggest stars of lounge and exotica.
Keep up the good work, man. Keep the lounge alive. I appreciate it.
A worldwide phenomenon.
A bachelor pas party.
I'm so fortunate to see your apartment. Obviously very stylish. You know, like these 50s, 60s rushed hot sports coats.
Cocktail Nation.
As you know, I mean, people that like this stuff, very special people, they dig that old-time quality, man.
You put a lot of work into your stuff.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Fernando, as we broadcast from the Sydney Penthouse, and do check out Tony Marsico's book, I'm Just Here for the Gig. It is out right now. Also played Mancini and Something for Cat. Let's take a look at the World of Swank gig guide now. Sundays at the Golden Tiki, it's Dino a la carte. June 22, Exotica Modern, Issue 4 release at Tiki Cat, and yours truly is going to be in that book. Trumpeter Brian Newman is playing at Nomad in Las Vegas. Lots of dates to check out for his After Dark show. And Palo de Palo, the Lost World exhibition at Maxi in Rome, that is on until June 30. And of course, Tiki Oasis in August. Right now, Louisville Sluggers, Blow It Baby on the Cocktail Nation.
Where's the bottle?
Pass the ball. Mix it up.
Sit and wait. Is it burning, baby? Not much more now.
Okay, let's get it off. Now let's blow it, baby.
Across North America, this is the Cocktail Nation.
Abandoned on the windowsill, a spoon that took a tumble of its own free will. They both have cream and sugar. Well, imagine that. Nothing like my coffee, 'cause I like my coffee black. Two cigarettes left burning in the kitchen sink. One has a lipstick kiss that ain't my shade of pink. Said you'd be working overtime, yeah, you could say that. I hate to spill the beans, but I like my coffee black. She must be quick on her feet. When I pulled in the drive, she made a hasty retreat. Guess you'll be taking the heat for stirring up trouble. Oh, did I burst your bubble? Before you start to pack, it'd be a shame to waste it, since you won't be coming back. Take the cream and sugar, 'cause I like my coffee black. I like my coffee, you know I know I like.
Life tips sont de Cocktail Nation.
It's the ideal life.
pleasure, variety. It's fabulous. You ought to try it.
Cocktail Nation with Cooper.
With Machinizo there from Sydney and Picasso Frenzy. Next week on the show, Kramer is back talking movies. Some great selections for your Saturday night viewing. Gonna leave you with the Narco Lounge combo now and Taboo. Stay hip.